my soul.
Victory 91.5, you end a song with It Is Well With My Soul. What a fresh reminder. Good morning, Risenstein. Ray Haynes, it is Pentecost, and Ray's teaching on Pentecost this morning is available at the Risenstein Facebook page and the Victory Facebook page, along with the blog, blog.victory915.com.
Now, Pentecost is Greek. That's the Greek word for 50. So back in the day, it was known as a number of different things, but Feast of Weeks is probably the simplest way to talk about it. So as we've talked about the transition of it 2,000 years ago with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, take a step back and think about what God's really after in our hearts. So the Pentecost offerings, it was by far the most unique feast and festival. Remember, the Feast of First Fruits was the wave offering that represented the resurrection of Jesus and those in Hades. There was barley with oil, a lamb sacrificed, and there was wines and that bread that you eat. And you know, there's a lot of little things in there, but that was pretty much it. Now, as you go forward 50 days to the next wave offering, this one is the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, and it's Leviticus 23, and I'm going to break this down to you. I had to do it in colors in mind, so we'll put the notes up there on the blog as well, so you can kind of separate these as well. Leviticus 23, from the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, count off 7 full weeks, count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring 2 loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of the finest flour, baked with yeast as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord. So that's the first one. That's called a meal offering. All right. That one's waved. That's flour, frankincense, oil, salt. It represents an unblemished life. So when you come to God, you're coming from Passover. You walk through the unleavened bread 7 days. You walk through the 50 days. And it's all about that walk and that journey that God has given you an unblemished life. He's removed that so that you can boldly come into his presence. All right? So, but that's not it. Present with this bread 7 male lambs, each a year old without defect, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They'll be a burnt offering to the Lord, together with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a food offering and aroma pleasing to the Lord. Now, a burnt offering, it's all burned. We're not talking nothing left. All right, it's the life and death of Jesus perfectly accomplished the will of God. He died. He just wasn't hurt. He died. Everything's gone. Then sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering and 2 lambs each a year old for a fellowship offering or peace offering. So a sin offering is for the remission of sin. A fellowship or peace offering, he became our peace or our substitute. He brought peace. So also, and it ends with, when you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor or for the foreigner residing among you. I am the Lord your God. So every time they come to Pentecost, there is this little subtle reminder that, you know what? You're my people. I love you, but it's not just about you. I want you to, right now, when you gather to encounter me, remember that there are those who have not encountered me. That is probably the most dominant reality of Pentecost. There are those who have not encountered me, and my eyes are on them, too. So you have yeast in an offering of bread, lambs and bulls and rams and goats, and a little addendum to remember the poor. A lot is going on, and something very different is happening. The focus is on wheat, but they brought the first fruits of all of their crops, and there were 7 common crops in Pentecost: wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. So 1,550 years after the first Feast of Weeks with the Israelites at Mount Sinai, this is the day the Holy Spirit came upon the believers gathered together. What happens when the Holy Spirit comes into your life? You should manifest the fruit of the Spirit. The first Pentecost was when Moses and Israel received the law. Jesus fulfills the first 3 feasts in his death, burial, and resurrection. And the Feast of Weeks is fulfilled in the empowering of the church to bring the harvest of the gospel. So, you know, we could just underline this 100 times, but over and over again, if you want to encounter God, you know, your heart, and if you want to receive and be filled, that's what he's after. He's after giving you fruit. He's actually into making you grow and in changing who you are, equipping you to do works of service.
Wow.
Bottom line.
This is really special. And, you know, I've been thinking about this all morning. Where are you going to get this?
Mm-mm.
So
just here.
Yeah, just here. And there are Christian radio stations around the country, around the world. You're not going to get this. You're not going to get what you get here at Victory 91.5. Thank you, Ray, for doing this. I know this is God speaking to you directly. Mm-hmm. And calling you to do this. You have a special calling for this mm-hmm. teaching. But I want to encourage people listening that if there's value to just this aspect of Victory 91.5, consider partnering with us
yes.
at victory915.com. Ray is going to continue for the next couple of hours after we are out of here. Brian Race is going to come in. All of it is posted at the Risenstein Facebook page, the Victory Facebook page, and at blog.victory915.com.